Hey everybody, it's Jessica Lane here, and welcome back to Clean Girl Energy, Simple Living Affirmations. Ever feel like your mind is a hamster wheel running nonstop? Like there's this little voice inside constantly freaking out about everything, even the things that are totally manageable? You know, those anxious thoughts that sneak up on you like, what if I forget my lines? Or, what if I spill coffee all over myself in front of everyone? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into something truly powerful. Self-compassion. It's not just a trendy buzzword, folks. It's a game changer when it comes to managing anxiety and living a more peaceful life. Now, I know what you might be thinking, self-compassion? Doesn't that sound a little soft? Honey, let me tell you, there's nothing soft about being able to navigate the ups and downs of life with grace and understanding. Especially when anxiety tries to hijack your happiness. Think about it like this. Would you ever talk to your best friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself? Probably not. You'd be all supportive, encouraging, and kind, right? So why do we treat ourselves so harshly when things get tough? That's where self-compassion comes in. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, care, and understanding that you would offer to a loved one. It's about acknowledging that you're human. You're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. It's not about ignoring your problems or letting them control you. It's about facing them with a gentle heart and a willingness to learn and grow. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you embrace the power of self-compassion. 1. Recognize your inner critic. We all have that voice in our heads, the one that constantly judges and criticizes us. The first step to cultivating self-compassion is becoming aware of this inner critic and learning to challenge its negative messages. When you catch yourself thinking, I'm not good enough, or I always mess things up, ask yourself, would I say that to a friend? Probably not. So why am I saying it to myself? 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how anxiety often comes from dwelling on the past or worrying about the future? Mindfulness is all about bringing your attention to the present moment, without judgment. It's like taking a mini vacation from your thoughts and just being in the here and now. Try focusing on your breath, your senses, or even just the feeling of your feet on the ground. This helps quiet that anxious chatter and brings you back to center. 3. Offer yourself kindness. Think about all the things you'd say to a friend who was struggling. You'd probably offer words of encouragement, support, and understanding. Now, turn that same kindness towards yourself. When you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, remind yourself that it's okay to not be okay. Treat yourself with the same compassion and care that you would offer to someone you love. 4. Acknowledge your humanity. Remember, you are not alone. Everyone experiences anxiety and difficult emotions at some point in their lives. It's part of being human. Accepting this fact can help lessen the pressure you put on yourself and allow you to be more compassionate towards yourself. 5. Celebrate your strengths. Instead of focusing solely on your weaknesses or areas where you struggle, take time to acknowledge your strengths and accomplishments. Celebrate your victories, big and small. This helps build self-confidence and reminds you that you're capable of overcoming challenges. Let me tell you a story about this. A few months back, I had this huge presentation at work. You know, the kind that makes your palms sweat just thinking about it? I was so nervous leading up to it. All those, what if, thoughts were on overdrive. But instead of letting anxiety win, I practiced some self-compassion. I reminded myself that it's okay to be nervous. Everyone gets butterflies before a big event. I visualized myself succeeding and focused on my preparation. And guess what? The presentation went great. It wasn't about being perfect. It was about showing up authentically and doing my best. So, remember, self-compassion isn't a luxury. It's a superpower. It helps us navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Take these key takeaways and weave them into your daily routine. Treat yourself with the same kindness you would offer a dear friend. Remember, you are worthy of love, acceptance, and compassion. Especially from yourself. And that's a wrap for today. If this resonated with you, share it with someone who needs to hear these words. And don't forget to leave a review. Your feedback helps keep the Clean Girl energy flowing. Until next time, remember to be kind to yourselves, my friends. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.